Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Chaz Moss Show. I am Chaz, a.k.a. one half of the legendary tag team, the Headbangers, and this is where we talk pro wrestling, life, and everything in between. So let's get right to it. I want to start with what everyone heard on Monday Night Raw last night. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. I actually was laying in bed watching Raw, and as Obafemi came out to the ring, I was kind of like, oh, okay, here comes another open challenge. But getting kind of bored, I guess, of just Oba running through everyone, and I wasn't thrilled with the way, you know, the two-on-one handicap match went last week with him going in the back and pulling out his opponents. I thought it would have been better if his opponents came out and challenged him. So I was kind of like, okay, I love Oba. I love the entrance. You know, I love everything about Oba. He's going to be, I mean, he already is a star, but I mean, he's going to be a mega superstar. But yeah, so I was just sitting there and I was kind of fiddling around on my phone. And then, you know, you look up and when his entrance comes in, as you know, the lights go out. So you can see his silhouette. And then all of a sudden, there's another monster in the ring. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, who's this? You know, now I'm interested. They sucked me right in, which was obviously the point. But I'm trying to think now, who is it? Because, you know, you can't really tell because it's dark. And I'm thinking, is it Omos? Is it someone big? It's got to be someone big. And when the lights pop up and it was Brock, I was kind of laying down on my side. I sat right up. And the first thing that went through my head and came right out of my mouth was, holy shit. You know, we all thought Brock was retired. And I'll be honest, I thought he was retired. And the way he retired, I talked about this before, is I thought it was amazing the way he left his gloves, left his boots, and him and Paul, you know, embraced and cried and, you know, kind of just walked out. I thought that was amazing. But when he came back last night on Raw, and then the way he just manhandled the shit out of Oba with not one, not two, not three, but four F5s, I literally was sitting there chanting, holy shit, out loud, laying in my bed with the dog. That's what I did. I thought it was amazing. Again, thought he was retired, but the way he came back, it was great. And one of the best parts about it, I think, is that no one expected it. There was no leak. There was nothing on social media about it. As far as I knew, there was nothing leaked out. So that's pro wrestling is great. And when you're not expecting it, it makes it even greater. So again, I'm going to reiterate, me, myself, I did not see anything leaked on social media. I didn't hear anything about it. So for him to come out the way they did it, and he left Oba laying, I thought was just amazing. And Oba's come so far in such a short period of time to where he's selling, but he wasn't dead. He kept trying to crawl. He kept trying to get up. Even when Brock left and Brock was leaving, Oba was still looking at Brock. He had that look on his face. But I thought it was so great. And one of the things I loved about it was it drew emotion out of me. I tell the guys I'm coaching, whether it's at the PC, whether it's on an independent show, or the guys that I'm personally coaching, the whole point of wrestling is to draw emotion out of people. If you can get the emotion out of them, if you can get them to react, whether it's laughing, whether it's cheering, whether it's booing, whether it's crying, you're doing your job. And that's what it's all about, sucking the emotion out of everyone. And they did that to me last night on Raw. When Brock, you know, when I saw it was Brock and he lifted him up, I was like, holy shit. And I was literally thought he was going to go for one more F5 being five, you know, but he only did four. But that's what I thought was so awesome. So now it brings me to another question here. Oba is obviously super over. We've already seen videos, and I've said this before, that we're going to see it coming out when NFL players score touchdowns. It's going to be the Oba. They're going to be doing the walk. I've already seen it. Graduate college and high school graduations. The kids are walking off the stage doing the Oba walk. Super, super over. tremendously over, but so is Brock. So who are we cheering for? Are we cheering for Brock? Are we cheering for Oba? It's a good question. Would love to hear comments. Get your comments. You know, leave them in the comments below. You can shoot me an email at chaz@chazmosh.com and let me know. But then, you know, then he goes backstage and Adam Pearce is running around looking for Paul Heyman now of, you know, what the fuck? What's going on? And Paul, what's going on? And then Paul presents a contract and he says, here's a contract. And I honestly thought it was going straight to SummerSlam. But Paul presented the contract saying that Brock Lesnar has signed it for Clash of Italy. And it was now Adam's job to get Oba to sign the contract for Clash of Italy. That Clash of Italy, the Clash of Italy card. I mean, the top three matches, you know, if you're going to have, and we're going to talk about this in a second, is Roman versus Fatu. And then you have Cody versus Gunther. And now we're going to have Oba versus Brock. I mean, those are three huge, huge matches, three main event matches. So it's going to be great to see. It's going to be great to see how it all falls out. I mean, obviously, I'm sure next week on Raw, we're going to see, you know, Oba accept or sign the contract or something like that. But again, who are we voting for? Are we cheering for Oba? Or are we cheering for Brock? Again, would love to hear from you. Leave comments. You know, let me know what you're thinking. But speaking of who are you cheering for, Jacob Fatu and Roman Reigns. I loved how Raw started last night with Adam Pearce, you know, addressing Roman Reigns right off the bat, saying, hey, enough is enough. You know, I gave you your chance last week, you know, to get your revenge on Jacob, but he needs to be fired. He needs to go. And Roman's comment of, give me one more chance, basically, let me handle it. I'm getting ready to go out right now, and I'm going to handle business. And as he's saying that, you hear Jacob Fatu's music going off. And as it goes off, the crowd starts chanting, Fatu, Fatu, Fatu. So, you know, Roman is a huge babyface. Jacob Fatu is a huge babyface. But Fatu goes to the ring, and, you know, he's cutting the promo. And then whose music hits? Not Roman Reigns, as everyone expected. Here come the Usos. And Jay's unhinged. Jay's got a chair. Jimmy's trying to hold him back. And, you know, they come out. My question was, is where was Roman? Was he that far away that he couldn't go out with Jimmy and Jay? Because Jimmy, as soon as they got in the ring, they went at it. And, you know, Jacob is literally beating the hell out of Jimmy. And here comes Jay with the chair shot, hits him in the back. And Fatu no-sells it. Jacob Fatu no-sells the chair shot. It's superhero-ish. It's super villainish where he's just standing there and the look on his face of, yeah, no, not today, brother. And then he turns around and just starts whooping the shit out of Jay. And then finally Roman comes down and the three of them, you know, they get Jacob tied up in the ropes, but it takes three of them to hold Jacob down. And then super kick after super kick after Superman punch, Superman punch, Superman punch, super kick. Finally, they untie him from the ropes and Jacob lays. The three of them look at him. Family business is done. They leave. As they're leaving, they get right up to the top of the entrance. And then here comes Adam Pearce. And the camera was right there. And I thought this was perfect. You know, Roman was like, my job here is done. He's all yours. Do whatever the hell you want with him. And Adam's like, perfect. And as Adam starts to speak, Jacob Fatu, all you hear is, Roman, tribal combat. And you just see the look on, you can see the look on Jay's face, and Jay's shaking his head no. Jimmy's shaking his head no. And Adam's trying to talk, and there goes Roman's hand over the microphone, and he looks at him, and Adam Pearce is like, no, 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 no. And then Roman obviously comes out with, I expect. I accept. So I'm sure that's Clash of Italy. You know, the if you don't know, the tribal combat is in any, basically in anything goes, no disqualification match, all extreme rules. They can use weapons, they can fight without, they can basically do whatever they want. But the point of the tribal combat is the supreme leadership of their family on the line. So, tribal combat match. Is Jacob now still just wanting the belt? Or does he want control of the family? So, just kind of two things to think about right there. At least that's got me thinking. And again, I look at all of this, you know, from a fan perspective. I don't sit here and try to overanalyze it. I try to just take each segment, soak it in. And I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. It got me sucked in again. Emotion. They pulled emotion out of me, which is a big thing. So, and again, it goes back to who are we cheering for? Because as Jacob's laying in the ring, yelling out Roman's name for tribal combat match, you hear the crowd chanting Fatu, 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 which I think is perfect. You know, both of them are going to be huge baby faces. So now we have two matches here of who's everyone going to cheer for. You know, I think there's a possibility Brock gets a little bit more booze if Paul goes out with him. But, you know, either way, they're both going to, because it was a huge pop. It was a huge reaction for Brock. It wasn't a boo reaction for Brock. It was a cheer reaction for Brock. And I think that was part of the holy shit moment. You know, that brought out. And again, both segments pulled emotion out of the fans. It pulled emotion out of me. Yeah. So speaking of emotion, I posted a video last week of the new Elite figures that we have coming out. And yeah, I was very excited about it. I'm all jacked up about it. And I don't know if people like, and again, I'm just kind of throwing this out there, like Undertaker, Hardy's, Stone Cold, Triple H, who probably have like hundreds of different action figures of themselves, get excited like I do. I don't know. I really don't care because I get excited. I just wanted to address one thing where a lot of fans have been commenting saying, oh, it's kind of shitty that you have to go buy your own figure. Oh, TKO's come to an all-time low because you have to go buy your own figure. What, TKO and a WWE and Mattel can't afford $80 to give you your own figure? Let me just say it here. To make it perfectly clear to everyone, yes, Mattel, WWE, TKO, I don't know where they'll come from, but yes, I will get figures sent to me for free from them. I personally do not have the patience to wait to get those because it could take a few months because technically, from what I understand, these figures aren't even supposed to be out until this summer. So as soon as I see them, and it was the same way as the two-pack Mattel for Glenn and I, the Headbanger set, as soon as they were available to be bought on Mattel Creations or whatever it was, I went and bought them. Yes. And as soon as I walk into a Walmart, the first thing I'll be doing is going to the toy place, to the toy section, and looking for the figures. And if I can buy them off the shelf, I will buy them off the shelf. One of the things I am going to do, and, you know, this will just be up for, this will be a random thing at whatever Walmart I happen to see them in. I am going to buy one and I'm going to sign it and I'm going to tape the receipt to the back of it and I'm going to leave it on the shelf. So whoever finds it will get an autographed one, prepaid autographed set. I don't know if that excites you or not, but I thought that was kind of cool. I think that would be kind of cool to do that. And then hopefully whoever finds it, you know, will send me, you know, a message through the website or social media or something. That's another idea. I'll put the sticker, my sticker on the back of it so they can QR code, scan it, take them to the website. And they can leave me a message if they got it. But yeah, so anyway, to sum that up, I will get action figures, you know, sent to me from Mattel, WWE, TKO, whoever it is. But at the same time, I don't have the patience to wait. I like to buy them, and I like to have them now. And I have two sets of them now. And, yeah, so that's it. So, anyway, that's all I got for today. Just wanted to jump on real quick because, again, I guess the theme for today is a vote. And for any, you know, inspiring wrestler out there or any of the guys I've coached or I've spoken to about pulling that out, watch those two segments, and it sucks the emotion right out of you. With that being said, Have a great week. Do whatever makes your heart happy. Just don't suck at it. See you next time.